Mini episode 1624 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Sportsology, delivering unconventional columns and webcasts about sports, TV, music, movies, and more. Follow them on the web at sportsology.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to mini episode 1624 of the FDH Lounge. This is FDH Managing Partner Rick Morris here with our spoiler-free review of the HBO dramedy The Righteous Gemstones, Seasons 1 and 2, as Season 3 will be debuting on June 13th. Here's our top 5 things to know about this program. Number 5. It's the comedic story of a multi-generational Southern megachurch family, with John Goodman playing the recently widowed patriarch. This series is another Danny McBride vehicle when he portrays the arrogant eldest son, Jesse. Season 1 follows the family through a series of issues, long simmering internal resentments, a rivalry with another church, and most notably, a blackmail plot against the family that ends up being an inside job of sorts. We won't provide the details. So there's a lot going on, even with the shorter-term plots woven into the season, and many flashbacks, including one incredibly prolonged one. Season 2 delves into Eli's backstory in, of all things, pro wrestling, and a modern satire of Jim and Tammy Baker's Heritage Park, USA resort. Number 4. Goodman's character is not the only one that got to be unmoored in the wake of the family matriarch's passing. While Goodman's heartbroken Eli is the most obvious one mourning Amy Lee, her children, who are all dealing with issues of their own in addition to being spoiled by the opulent gemstone lifestyle, miss her greatly. It's a realization that grows more as Season 1 advances. Number 3. The cast, with some McBride ensemble regulars, is amazing. Edie Patterson is remarkable as the bitter, overlooked middle sister Judy. The peerless Walton Goggins plays the always conniving baby Billy, Eli's brother-in-law and one half of a childhood brother and sister Christian musical performing team with Amy Lee. Beyond these two, there are many other excellent performances, such as Adam Devine playing the youngest son Kelvin, a faux hipster youth minister, Cassidy Freeman as Amber, Jesse's patient and refined wife, and Skylar Gisondo in a role that starts as a mystery and evolves into arguably the biggest catalyst of Season 1. Number 2. The ability of the siblings to shift from cooperating with one another to antagonistic, back to cooperating is fascinating, almost reminiscent of Succession. Most of the characters are blind to their own psychological triggers, but they seem to know how to push them on others in the family, which helps to keep character reactions fairly unpredictable, thus adding to the overall intrigue. Number 1, even more so than with Vice Principals, this series proved surprising in terms of far surpassing what you might expect to be material simply dominated by slapstick. It's a far smarter show with a lot more depth than the way it was marketed. These characters are the most human and relatable yet from any Danny McBride project, and the melding of the writing with an amazing cast has delivered one of the best and smartest comedies on TV today. We can't recommend the series strongly enough. Thank you for joining us for this mini episode of the FDH Lounge.